Whether you're driving to work, cycling to a friend's place, or on the way to your next holiday, Amazon Music has your news fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news. That's amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news and listen to your favourite podcasts on the go.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, babies, let's fucking go. It's a real ass podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Some of these levels, I feel like they're a little wacky and wonky. That's what I look.
That's the name of the show.
That's the name of that side of the table right now.
Wacky and wonky.
Wacky and honky.
Blacky and honky.
Damn it.
We did it, boys. We did it, folks. We got together and we made a joke. Welcome to the show. It's a Real Ass Podcast. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Chichi Benson, in the house with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Morning, buddy. I like being across the table so that I can look at you.
I like it. I know. We usually have to stare away from each other like we're fucking...
Or I look at you in the monitor and then people think I'm looking at me, but I'm actually just not, because I don't want to spend the entire podcast completely to the side.
Yeah. So, look, we have an incredible show planned today. We were supposed to have two guests... one of them did not show. It's a little disheartening because this has happened before. And
Same guest.
Maybe this might be the third time this has happened with this guest. But Jordan Jensen was supposed to be here and she is not.
A level of disrespect that I can't believe you tolerate.
I'm not tolerating it. I'm fucking bringing it up. I'm not happy.
Yeah. That's Ian's homie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Jordan, what you doing?
Jordan's fucking up, man. She's...
They're not morning people.
Yeah.
Doing a show with Ian in the morning has proved difficult.
Yeah. But, you know, to book a spot as a guest, to know that we're not going to have anybody else, it is just true disrespect.
Can I tell you my issue with it?
Please.
I don't think you're allowed to be sober and miss that much shit.
No, not at all.
At least depend on your addiction as an excuse.
I agree.
Don't get your shit together and then still not show up to shit.
Yeah, you got to be hungover. That's a good excuse.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say here. I'm not happy with Jordan right now. I have half a mind to dox her and her family and to have the fans attack. I don't really know what to do here. I mean, you guys let me know in the Racist Live chat. Shout out to all the people watching live right now. GasDigital.com. If you guys aren't subscribed, please use the promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library. We do three shows here every week, the Real Ass Podcast. One of them is exclusive for subscribers. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes, you know there is a third show every week that comes out that is fucking great. They're all bangers, doggy. I'm going to tell you right now. So go subscribe. You also get the unlock thousands of hours of episodes, hundreds of episodes of this show. They're not available anywhere else. And all the shows are ad-free and uncensored. It's a great, great platform, and it is a great thing to support. So please support Gas Digital. Incredible guests today on the show from the Durag and Deer Tag podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Naeem Ali is on the show.
What's up? What's up?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. We in here.
What happened, dog? Your boy was here yesterday, or Friday he's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, because it was a pre-tape for Friday, and you couldn't come on together. What happened?
No, I didn't know. So I wasn't told that we were coming on together. I was just asked if I could come on that day.
Right.
So me, being a fucking prima donna, I'm like, well, which one coming on YouTube?
Wow.
let me do the YouTube one.
That now, is smarter.
Now, if they'd have said, yo, your boy's coming on this one, I'd have been like, oh, we coming up together.
You should have come together. And also, that one pays you to be on it. So that's the difference.
I would have been here.
See, that one gives you cash. This one goes out to the masses.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think this is more important than cash.
Yeah. And also, the one that goes just exclusive, there's no technical errors on. So the ones that go out to YouTube and on all of the other, the exclusive ones are fucking, it was crazy how good you were.
Pristine, yeah. I would say.
Dude, it's fucking Pristine Evans, which is my co-producer.
And you can say more shit on there, can't you? You can say wilder shit on that too.
Doggy, N-words galore.
Fuck, bro. Yeah, I fucked up. I should have been on that.
You got to be on that one. You got to be on the paywall ones. Trust me.
Yeah.
This is the one that we got to be a little bit more tame. Well, honestly, you know, that's not true because we edit anything out that's crazy for YouTube anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And I don't know if y'all could take me and Drew Montana at the same time. That's a lot, bro.
That would have been a lot. Drew was great, though. He fucking killed it. Love him. Great dude. So, look, we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. Let's get into it. Let's talk about some things. But first, let's get our plugs out of the way. Naeem, what you plugging on?
Halem Comedy Club tonight. You guys will probably miss it, but tonight we got a show two off the top. Crazy stack lineup. Zach will be there. Tim Butterly, Lamar Lee, all the dogs. Everybody's coming out. Come through. Check us out at Halem Comedy Club. Durag and the Dare Tag Podcast, craziest podcast on earth. We do our Patreon's nuts. We do comedian fights. Bunch of Philly comics stay at Drew's house for like 2 weeks. Me and Drew train them. Go in the backyard, fight at the end of the 2 weeks.
I love it.
We do a bunch of wild shit on there, so check out our Patreon. Also have a podcast, Ayo Actually, with me and Ben Stobb. It's 100% facts. It's shit that sounds crazy, but it is 100% factual. You can check it in your fucking Google encyclopedia, whatever you got going on. But yeah, check me out. Naeem Ali on Instagram. Also, Naeem_Ali on Instagram.
Love it. Zach Yameko.
I'm on the road with Lewis this weekend, and then the following weekend, I am in Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters, the 8th through the 10th, doing all the late shows, headlining. Come on out.
Yeah, this weekend we'll be in Austin, taking over Austin, Friday, Saturday, at the Creek in the Cave. Late shows are selling well. Get out to those early shows, doggies. We need to sell some of those tickets. Me and Zach Yameko, the great Paco, is coming as well to host those shows, plus some special guests. Rumor has it Shane Gillis is in town, Ari Shaffir is in town, Mark Norman's in town. Who knows who could be popping into these shows? In fact, maybe I'll make them tweet that they will be. That'd be a great way to do things, you know? Either way, come out in Austin. It's going to be a goddamn blast, I'll tell you right now. And then on Sunday, we're doing a live Real Ass Podcast from the Sunset Strip Comedy Club with special guest Ari Shaffir and maybe others. So come out and grab those tickets now because they will sell out. And then we're doing, obviously, Skankfest is happening September 28th through October 1st in Las Vegas, Nevada. All the planning is happening right now. So excited about that. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making everything possible. Then we're going out to Europe, doing a little European run. Myself, Dave Smith, Zach Yameko, Robbie Bernstein. What a fucking lineup. Holy fucking shit. We're going to be in London. We're going to be in Belfast. We're going to be in Glasgow. And we're going to be in Amsterdam between October 20th and October 25th. Coming back to stateside, going to be in Zanies, Rosemont, Illinois, October 27th, 28th. That's it for the rest of this year, really. Besides a couple local things, besides New York stuff, I have a brand new tour, the Meaty Ogre Tour, coming to you starting in January. I'm going to be going all over this country in Canada and a few other international dates as well that I'm working out. So, yeah, if you want to see me in your hometown, please let me know. Leave it in the comments on YouTube or anywhere, Twitter, Instagram. That's
that. Oh, can I have something else?
Nope.
I forgot. Come on,
nope.
Come on, Lewis.
Nope.
Come on, Lewis. It's
nope.
Important.
Nope.
It's important, Lewis. I'm opening for Shane Gillis. I forgot. I'm opening for Shane.
Shane doesn't need you to promote his dates.
Yeah, I know. It's sold out any fucking way. I just wanted to sound like somebody.
You just wanted to say you're bragging. Yeah. That's you just bragging about opening for Shane.
I just wanted to sound like somebody. Mm-hmm. You got to raise your clout.
Typical bragger.
Goddamn right. Brigger. Nigger. Bragger.
Easy.
As long as you got double G. Lots of got double G's, we good, right?
What did I drive by the other day? And I just saw it and I thought the sign was the N-word. God damn it. There was two G's. Oh, I really wish I knew what fucking what type of place this was. It was a regular place. It was like, wow, that really just made me think it said the N-word. Anyway,
was it a shovel store called Digger?
No, but there is a Wiggers in Ridgewood, New Jersey. There's a Wiggers like florist.
Really? That's the name of the store?
Wiggers.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
the guy's last name is Wigger, I guess.
That's nice.
Incredible stuff to talk about, Shannon. I really love what you added here, Shannon. What is happening with that? That's your booth microphone is all shitty sounding?
Yeah, we replaced the switch, but there is apparently an issue with the wire. Okay. But by the way, I did get a text from Jordan right now if you want to hear.
What is it? What did she say?
She said...
Read it in her voice. I'm shelving her special. I'm shelving her special, just so you guys know. We're no longer releasing Jordan Jensen's half-hour special on Guest Digital. Oh, I should be promoting that. What am I doing? My half-hour comes out. Thank you, Dougie. My half hour comes out Tuesday, September 5th. I'm not exactly sure what time. I have some engagements that I have to take care of on that day. So I'm still figuring out what time we're going to premiere it on my YouTube channel, at Luis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. Go subscribe right now and have it get the notification when it premieres. Sign up for that notification because I think you guys are going to love it. We just released Kurt Metzger's yesterday. It was incredible. Go watch Kurt's as well. But yeah, my half hour special coming out for free next Tuesday, September 5th, on my YouTube channel. So make sure you guys go and sub right now.
Okay, ready?
Good.
So she said, oh my God, exclamation point. Then I can't believe it. Then this is insane. I'm so sorry. I slept through my alarm. And then I can be there in a half an hour. I'm so sorry.
And then what'd you say?
I didn't say anything yet. It just came through.
Just tell her you come. Make her come. Make her fucking come, Shannon. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Make that bitch fucking get up out of bed and be here.
Oh, she's calling me now.
Good. Put her on speaker. Tell her she's on speaker.
Hi, Jordan. You're on speaker.
No, put her. Bring her into me. Bring her into me. I'm so sorry.
Right, Raggy. I overripped my alarm.
Hold on one second. Hi, Jordan. You're on with the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I keep doing this.
I know. You're a fucking junkie.
I'm not a junkie. I'm sober. That's what's this. I wish I was addicted to drugs so I had an excuse.
Oh, my God. Can you clear your throat before you ever make a phone call again? Jesus Christ. Stop smoking so many cigarettes. You sound like my mom on her deathbed.
No, that's just a voice.
The boner check. Last
Are you coming, Jordan?
It would be half an hour away.
Okay, so come.
Really?
Hurry.
Yeah, hurry up.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll be right there.
Half an hour. Set a half an hour timer and see if Jordan makes it. And let's
By
see
the
what's
way,
going
that was
on
a fake
Shannon's
one.
Phone.
That
right.
Was, oh, shit. Oh, titties. Shannon? I see titties.
What are you hiding, Shannon?
Oh, shit.
What are you hiding, Shannon, you slut?
By the way, that was definitely a fake I just woke up voice.
For sure, 100%. I've done that 1,000 times.
She was just hanging out with somebody and would hold on real quick.
Mm-hmm. Right, she's at brunch.
Have you been following this Dylan Danis?
Yes, I have.
Fucking.
This shit's getting wild.
What's his name?
Logan Paul. Paul, yeah.
We talked about it a little bit on Skanks. But it just keeps going on.
Yeah, it's going further and further.
At first, I kind of liked what Dylan was doing. I was like, yo, this is pretty fucking funny. And he's really fucking, it's brutal, dude. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, like, I was going like, it's not like his girl fucked all these dudes.
Yeah, she took pictures with him.
She's a model in the industry. She meets famous people all the time. She takes pictures with them. There's nothing really, like, weird or shitty about that.
Yeah,
And I'm sure she banged a couple of them, right? I think like
100%.
Who is she being confirmed to bang? Do we know? Did she bang Leo? That would bother me.
That would be the one that would fuck me.
It would fuck me up because you're not going to just compete. Like deep down, you're looking at her. You're going like, I know you'd rather be with Leo.
Yes, but he didn't want you.
That's, no, you were just a number. Yes, you were a hole for him, mm-hmm. And you were just boom. He moved on to the next one. And deep down inside, you'd rather fucking be with Leo. I know you'd rather be with Leo. All of our girls would rather be with Leo.
Yes, hell yeah.
You know? And that has to fuck up somebody like Logan Paul because, you know, for all intents and purposes, he is a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. He's very rich, right? He's top of the game. Like, they're kind of douchebags. But I almost feel like Logan doesn't even carry himself as douchey as Jake. He's doing his thing. He's in
more
the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He's living his dream. I actually don't mind Logan Paul as like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not a fan of his. I think mm-hmm. that to call yourself a fan of another man is gay. Shannon, edit that because I need these people to pay for subscriptions. But I respect that, like, kind of the way he's carrying himself.
For
like,
sure.
He's doing his fucking thing, yeah. Doggy. Can't hate on that. Even Jake Paul, I kind
of
respect.
I like both of them. I like Logan and Jake.
They're doing their thing. They're literally, they woke up, they get up out of bed every day, and they do what they want to do. And you know what? To go and train fighting and boxing.
Yo, they're fighting and they're already rich.
And they don't have to do it. They don't have to do it.
Yes.
So I got to respect
them. I respect them.
But Dylan Danis, who's kind of a fucking, like, dude, in MMA, people fucking hate this guy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's a herb.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a guy that anybody has much respect for. Like, behind the scenes, people don't like this guy.
Yeah,
you talk
to
fighters behind the scenes, like, no, that guy's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I don't really, I've never met the guy.
I mean, he does a lot of clout chasey shit, so I get it. Nobody likes those type of guys.
It's just a lot of, It's a lot of clickbait shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, and I kind of tuned in and I was clicking on that shit. All the stuff with Nina Agdal, and she's pretty fucking hot. Not for nothing.
She is.
I mean,
she's hot.
She's a hot chick, doggy. Her body's fucking righteous.
Logan Paul needs somebody just to tell him, like, yo, you should not care about who your girl fucked before you, bro. You just shouldn't. Especially if you're a millionaire, you doing things. Fuck it. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Especially if
as long as they were white.
I'm saying
I want to fuck her. I don't need to bring in a cleanup crew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's fucking. She's righteous.
She's nice.
She's righteous. Yeah, of course. There's one video that what's his name put out of her that where she's just like, yeah, that's the video
that's
right
the
there.
One.
That video, it would look if there was a video of my girl doing this, like, and I'm sure every girl's felt this way
for sure.
I'm sure every gal out there has felt this way. I don't understand why put it on video.
Why?
What's the point?
Why? They love that shit.
Because you're one of my enemies are going to use it against me one day, you idiot.
Yes, 100%.
You don't understand men have enemies.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
And they use all types of shit against you.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
By the way, I'm very proud of myself. This is the longest I've ever gone without sex since I started. Obviously, it's driving me crazy.
No, keep going.
I am struggling. I mean, penis inside of me. Like, all I want is like a big fat sausage.
That one hurts.
Yeah, come on.
A big fat sausage hurts.
Destroying my body.
Destroying my body.
So, if any of you guys know a good dick that doesn't have STDs on it, I'll take it right here.
Jesus Christ.
What a good girl. She's a good girl.
She is.
But if that's just like, goddamn. If your girl has that video out there, like, what is that video even from? What
is it from? Why does she do that?
What is it? She's just doing it on a live for
were
no
those
reason?
Vines? They seem like they were 6 seconds long.
True. Yeah. If those are Vines, it's acceptable because Vine's been going for like 5 years, bro. So that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. How old was she in that video? 18? Who knows?
I don't know. But so now apparently Dylan Dan is saying that he's got like fucking videos of her, or pictures of her doing like crazy shit. He's like, I can't put it out because I'll get arrested because that'll be some fucking.
So right now, people sending
porn.
Him shit now?
I'm assuming people are just sending him shit.
Fuck, yo. This sucks.
Damn.
He probably got a video of her like pegging Logan Paul or something. Maybe. That he's just sitting on. He's just like, I could put this out at any moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, at one point it becomes, like, if he puts out any, like, nudes against her will, some shit that's, like, on somebody's camera, then it's actually against the law.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can go to jail for that.
Yeah, which I'm probably, I mean, who knows? I have no idea what, like, how far it can be taken.
Yeah.
Damn. But that's some fucking.
That video sucks. What
that's some
fuck?
Shit, like, look, if you want to, here's the thing, I think Dylan Danis is trying to make Logan Paul pull out of this fight. I think he's trying to make him piss off enough so he gets to go like, oh, look, this guy didn't want to fight me, because you can't make a guy this angry. I don't give a shit about like where they say, oh, don't fight emotionally.
Yeah.
You got to get in the ring and fight this guy.
Yes, you got to. Yo, he's doing, fight this is doing the opposite. I feel like he's pumping Logan Paul up to beat his ass.
Yeah. If I'm Logan Paul, it would be everything in me to fucking kill this
While
guy.
While I don't agree with his tactics, isn't he kind of out Pauling the Paul brother? Like, he's out healing them. They've always been the bad guys.
Yeah, that's their
guys.
Thing. Yeah.
And he's being such a bad guy that he's giving Logan Paul the face turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'll tell
and
you.
And
now,
if Logan Paul knocks him out and he's got that picture of him standing over him.
Right.
That is a victory for
women
everywhere.
Oh, yeah, he created
everywhere.
A moment. Yeah.
I just, all I know is if that's your chick, dude, he's just disrespecting her over and over and over and over again. It's just like, you got to fucking...
Yeah.
But then, you know, causes the problems. Because if that was my chick, if there was a video of my girl doing that, and first of all the fans would just fucking be posting it, being
for
like,
sure.
Fucking, like, well, right. She loves it. She needs dick right now. She needs fat sausage.
Right. Fucking,
you would come out on stage and people would throw sausages like Rock Star.
It would cause problems. At all. I promise you, there'd be a conversation. I would save face, and I'd be like, no, I love my girl, and it doesn't bother me at all. There'd be a conversation at home.
Oh, she'd
like,
be all types of whores at home.
Why were you such a whore? What was so necessary
you
for you to fucking...
Dicks?
Really, you fucking pig?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that causes problems. Yeah. But you know what? Logan Paul will be punching with some evil intent, bro. I tell you that right now. He is going to be swinging him. He's
a big guy.
Hell yeah. And you want this guy throwing punches at you while angry? Come on.
How's your training going?
Great. Yeah. Put it like this. not as good as I thought I was at boxing.
You know, oh, really?
Took a few years off. I haven't boxed since I was like, what, 27, 28?
Oh, really?
36 now.
Okay.
And things have slowed down.
Of course.
But my stamina is better. My stamina, I'm running more.
That's all of what it is, dude. We're all fucking old men.
We're old, bro.
We're old men, and it's going to be whoever has better stamina is going to win.
That's
going to
win.
These
yeah,
fights,
that's going to win.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited about this. This is all going to fucking happen. We have a big announcement happening this week about the fights at Skankfest. So tune in, guys. Keep on paying attention to social media. Lots of fun stuff and movement happening there. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 vapes and gummies that get you really high.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
It's going to get you high. It's going to get you fucked up. It's going to get you super duper stoned. Why not get high for cheaper? Legally, it really does work. Just get it sent right to your house right now. YoDelta.com is the website. Use the promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. All right, let's talk about some of these things. Man pleads guilty to having sex with a calf. Wow.
Ugh.
Shannon, what is this? Give me something.
That's so really gross.
I liked it.
So there's a British farm owner that was suspecting that somebody was messing with his cows at night. So he set up like some booby traps in the field.
And, utter traps.
when they went off, he saw like somebody run away from the cows. So they brought in the cops, and the cops tested the cow, and they were able to connect the DNA back to this guy, Liam Brown.
Whoa.
He's 25. This is him.
Looks like Leonardo
he
DiCaprio.
He definitely Leonardo DiCaprio. What the fuck?
Show the cow. Pull the picture of Nina Agdal right now, you idiot. Shannon, can we see the cow real quick?
Wait, I took it down.
Oh, fuck. Yo. Shannon, can we see the cow real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Wait. Okay.
Damn.
What a nice cow.
Yeah, no, that was that didn't deliver.
Good for her.
Good
nice.
For you, Nina.
So they also said the owner of the farm said that he knows this kid and that he at one point employed his family to work on the farm, so he knew him ever since he was a kid. So this guy like knew where to
Bricks
go.
Bricks in the Racist Live chat says Leonardo DiCaprio. I like that.
Nice.
There we go. We got a channel snake.
Channel snake.
Can I do one?
Please.
Leonardo DiCaprio, E-I-E-I-O.
Damn, Brick. Sorry for Zach to have to dunk on you. Zach's a professional, and you're in the fucking Racist Live chat, doggy.
Yo.
Shout out coming out. Thank you for coming out over the weekend, Brick. You're the man.
Yeah, by the way, fucking 1,168 people in the live chat right now.
Oh,
I
shit.
Think that might be a new record. We're fucking killing
What's up, y'all?
The Real Ass Podcast is crushing it, doggy.
Damn, fuck. How did he know? But you, so he said that he noticed his calf was acting funny. How do calves act after rape? What do they do?
No, yeah, limp or something.
He's smoking a cigarette.
Crying in the corner.
Fucking
with the eyeliner.
Fuck? Right.
Those Damn. Jelly bracelets to say everything that it did sexually.
it went trans.
Shannon, what else? Anything else on this story?
No. And in response to that, it just said that he felt like somebody was abusing the cows, but wasn't sure exactly what was happening.
Mm, damn.
That's a preference. That's a choice that he wants to fuck the little ones.
Yeah, right.
That's like pedophilia, that's a fucking, bestiality.
Bestiality, pedophilia, dude.
Damn, I never knew those things intersected. That's crazy. He's fucking cash.
Should that be? Is that worse?
Now, do you think
is it worse?
It's worse.
If you fuck a puppy, is it worse than fucking a dog?
Yes,
that's way worse than fucking a dog.
It's worse.
Yeah, if you have to wrap the thing you're fucking in duct tape so it doesn't explode. Yes, it is worse than fucking a big animal.
All right, what about fucking a duck wrapped in duct tape?
It's like a turdicken?
Yeah.
Turdicken.
You fucking...
Jesus
Christ. Now, do you think he's fucking the calf, or do you think he's just putting his dick through the bars like it's the bottle, and they're sucking his dick? Like they were trying to train the cow with Scott Tenorman on South Park.
I don't know, but maybe. That sounds great.
He's got to be fucking it, because I don't think the calf wouldn't have acted different just from licking a little bit of dick.
Yeah, but if the cow gets bottle fed every day,
but they collected his dick. Collected,
you would have to. Yeah. I would have though. To first. You'd have to do. You'd have to test with your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Make sure he's not gonna bite you.
Yeah. It's gonna fucking. Yeah. You know. I have no idea if calves even have teeth or what it is.
Yeah.
What are in there? What's in a?
I would imagine they have teeth because when they grow up, don't they have to chew grass?
Yeah, they eat grass.
Yeah.
They probably got baby teeth, some type of, or hard gums maybe.
Yeah, dude. I wouldn't trust.
How young is the calf?
I wouldn't trust that a fucking baby cow wouldn't bite my dick directly off my body, dude.
I wouldn't trust that a calf. Pussy don't got teeth in it. How he know that he wasn't going to stick it in the pussy? Yeah,
we have no idea
wrong.
About any of the vaginas of the animal kingdom. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them have teeth. Some of them have prickers.
I know a duck's pussy is like a maze.
Yeah. We always come back to duck pussy.
We always come back to duck pussy.
Tastes like corn. What?
Yeah, bro.
Like maze. Get it?
Mm-hmm. Come on, there's a minotaur in it.
This is, oh.
It says they're not born with
looks like
upper.
Jorge's teeth. That looks like Jorge's mouth. Jorge, show your mouth to the camera. Jesus this looks Christ. Just like Jorge's mouth.
Yeah, that's just a fucking Mexican dental plan.
Oh, he put his dick in there.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, there we go.
By the way, in the corner, we have a countdown timer for if Jordan doesn't get here on time.
I see. Yeah, it's at 16:26 right now. Yeah,
all right, 14 minutes,
what do you think happened? If Jordan gets here on time, we will put out her special.
If she doesn't, we just don't answer the bell.
I've also thought of another real ass, or I'm sorry, Yo Kratom golden ticket contest that I'm going to actually announce right now on the show. If you guys are coming or not coming to Skankfest, either way, if you can get to Skankfest, this is going to be a very specific thing. But I love this idea. This is one of the best ideas I've ever had. Okay, all you have to do is share all 6 of the Gas Digital half hour 30 minute specials. All you have to do is share. The last one comes out on the 26th, which is a couple days, maybe the 25th, a couple days before Skankfest kicks off, right? So if you share all 6 of them and send me proof to losgoldenticket@gmail.com, okay, all you have to do is send a screenshot of you sharing it on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok or whatever fucking platform you're on, right? Mm-hmm. You got to share them on at least one platform, all 6 of them. Send me screenshots of the fact that you shared all 6. And you'll be entered in a raffle. I'm assuming there's going to be that many people that are going to do this. It can't be that many people that are going to do it, right? You know, well, if 100 people do it, I think that'd be a success. But if you fucking do it, you'll be entered in a raffle, and the winner is going to get a pair of golden tickets for Skankfest.
Oh, that's sweet. Y'all all should be doing that right now.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So right now, go share Dave's, go share Kurt's that just came out. Mine comes out next week. Just do it now. Stay ahead of it.
And then explain again what the golden ticket gets.
The golden ticket allows you to skip all lines. You get essentially front row access to all shows at Skankfest, which means that your feet aren't going to hurt. You're going to be fucking sitting in chairs, which, by the way, we've made a lot of changes to Skankfest this year. We opened up another massive showroom, huge showroom, the largest showroom at Skankfest that we've never had before. So there's a whole other performance area. So we're spreading out the crowds a little bit. We're doing 3 times the amount of chairs, both in the showrooms and throughout the venue, so people could fucking relax a little bit. So we're not even allowing people to line up until 15 minutes before the show. 15 minutes before the show, you could line up, but you're not going to need to. The only reason you'd even line up is if you want to grab a chair in that room, in that specific showroom. The shows are going to be half standing room, half seated for some of the rooms, all seated for some of the showrooms, but there's no more standing rooms. We're just doing everything to make everything a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more spacious and fun. So,
and it was damn near perfect last year.
It was incredible.
Wow.
It was incredible last year, but we're always trying to make it better. Every year we're getting a little bit better.
I only have one request.
Please. What is that?
And it's that, are we doing the pre-party at the same venue?
Yeah.
That upstairs green room.
Yeah.
Security has to know it's for artists and people that are brought in only, because the amount of yahoos that just walked in easy. Retardedly.
I'm sorry, man. He's really fucking. He's getting
I would have preferred that. I got beans, greens, potatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! A lot of yahoos up in the green room.
I remember
yahoos.
At a certain point, just 2 girls walk in. They go, "We found a secret room."
What the hell?
I was like, it's very clearly a green room. Like,
yeah.
How dumb are you that you don't know what this is?
Damn.
And there was just like dudes walking in, and they'd be like, "Hey, I'm not supposed to be here." I'm like, Yeah. Okay.
No, we'll do a better job this year. Thanks, Zach, for letting people know that we have very shitty security.
No, I was saying, pull it up.
You gotta tell them. You could have told me off air. Not fucking told them.
Now they kicked me out. They kicked me out the green room.
Yeah. No yahoos.
Yeah. Zach said it. You said it. Yeah.
No yahoos.
I was in there talking to Dave, and I got up and got a drink. Somebody was like, "Hey, fuck out of here, bro." I was like, "All right."
Why were you kicked out? You're a comic.
No, because I walked out and I think I was talking to like Toure or somebody outside the green room, and then I went to go back in. Because I walked in with like Shane and them. And then when I walked out,
you didn't have an artist pass.
I didn't have a pass.
Oh,
I didn't
good.
Have shit.
See, I'm glad. Yeah. They kicked out the riffraff.
I had the bitch band, like the Damn. Plus one band.
Damn, doggy.
Yeah, and they got me out of here. So nah.
Well, not this year. You're coming to fucking crush it this year.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Monthly Knife Club for supporting today's show. Monthly Knife Club, it is the ultimate subscription box for knife enthusiasts, outdoor adventurers, and everyday carry enthusiasts. Really, any dude. If you have a cool fucking looking knife, you're going to think it's awesome. You're going to fuck with it. You're going to play with it. Ever since I was a little kid, you get an awesome knife. It's the coolest thing on earth.
Absolutely, and they have a variety of tiers to choose from, starting at just $25, so you can experience the thrill of unboxing a top-notch name brand knife every month. So why wait? Join them today and elevate your knife game with the Monthly Knife Club subscription box.
They have renowned brands like Best Tech, Gerber, Kubi, Kaiser, Giant Mouse, and many more, so look it up. I'll tell you right now, these are really, really great brands, and this is a great gift for that man in your life that you don't know what to get. Right now, just go to monthlyknifeclub.com and use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. You save 10% off your first month today. monthlyknifeclub.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's see. Three hillbillies get into a fight about a stolen ATV. Let's go to the video, Shannon. Why not?
Oh, yeah, this is my type.
I love
of
hillbilly
shit.
Fights.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
get stop.
Stop.
By the way, you're going to figure this out, but the guy in the white t-shirt, the balding
really
guy.
Does it live?
The balding guy.
The balding guy in the yellow t-shirt is Stone Cold Steve Austin or Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
The guy in the white t-shirt drove up here. He claims that these two guys stole his ATV a while back, and he just found out, so he's coming there to get his ATV back.
Daddy, please, hurry! Daddy, get inside!
Oh! Oh, shit! Damn! He made him take a knee! Black Lives Matter, bruh.
Is that just a 2x4?
That's what it looked like.
This looks like a sequel to Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Uh-oh. I mean, he has terrible...
He's got a gun.
Oh, he's got a gun?
That's a gun with his finger.
No, he's got a...
Yeah, he had a gun.
He has a gun?
He had one.
But he traded it for a shovel.
Oh, my God. Pause it. The black hat guy had a gun? Rewind it for
a minute. That guy, he had a gun and traded it for a shovel.
This is wild, dude. This is like a fucking...
Did he walk up to somebody and be like, come here, switch?
This is a hard, right? This is a hardcore match happening in this backyard. I love this, doggy.
He got a gun. Yep, it's a pistol. It's a revolver right there. Look. Yep.
Pause it. I say right now, look, dude, you got to say, man, you got to give white people credit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give white people some credit, dude. He said, you know what? He was like, yeah. I know what I'm going to do with this.
Let's take it down a level. I love that.
You don't bring a gun to a shovel fight.
I love that.
He's like, we handled him. He's bleeding out of his head. He hit him with a 2x4 already. This gun is genuinely overkill right now. Take this. I need a shovel.
All I need is a shovel.
I'm going to beat him to death with a shovel, but just so you know, this is fucking...
He looked down at
the gun and went, this is an extra 10 years.
Too much. Yeah, too much right now.
I mean, it's also a little bit fucking wild. Like, if you have a guy that's unarmed, you know, I say 2-on-1. Look, if a guy comes to your property and he's trying to fucking come at you aggressively,
mm-hmm.
whether you stole the ATV or not, let me say this, okay? If I stole the ATV
mm-hmm.
and I'm denying it,
right?
I'm also fighting with the same level of being offended. Like I didn't
Like you didn't do it.
Like
right,
I didn't
right,
do it.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck do you, how dare you accuse me? And I'll work myself up to a way I'll psychologically.
You'll eventually believe it. You'll believe
this
it.
This is
I
how
never
I know I could beat a lie detector test. I know for a fact, dude. Like, I'm a sociopath. Because I could genuinely convince myself that they're in the wrong for even accusing me of it.
For sure.
But if I show up to your property and I am accusing you of stealing something, whether you did it or not, you're coming back with the energy of I did not do it. Mm-hmm. You're offended. And I've entered your property now.
Right.
You get to choose non-lethal weapon or a friend. to fight with you.
Oh, I'm going friend all day.
I go friend all day. I don't need a weapon. I don't want a weapon
for that. Yeah.
But you get to choose one. You don't get to choose friend lethal with a lethal weapon and a non-lethal weapon. 2x4
and shovel.
That's crazy.
Too many things.
It's a lot of things. A lot of variables here. what was that game? What was the game?
Clue?
No, not
Grand
Clue.
Theft Auto?
The video game where you would, like, walk through the streets and you'd pick up different, like, things and you'd, like, throw the bottle at the guy. And
Oh, Bar Fight or whatever?
No.
The Simpsons game?
It was almost like a Double Dragon type, but I don't think it was Double Dragon.
Oh, Streets of Rage.
Was it Streets of
Rage? Yeah, bro. You have to pick the bottle up, throw that shit. Yeah. The 2x4, you crack somebody with it?
Yeah, pull up Streets of Rage.
The big fat guy rolls at you and blows fire at you?
Yeah.
I got to see it. I guess it's like Bob's
Big Boy.
Yeah. They got a black character.
You would throw the bottle and it would just go on a straight line.
Yeah.
They're blacking on roller skates.
Yeah, his name was Skate.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. He got a pipe. Hell yeah. You can eat turkeys and shit off the ground.
Yes, this is specifically
the cops drive Corvettes.
Oh, this game was a rocket. No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, no.
No, this isn't what it is. No, I'm thinking this was on Nintendo. This was a different thing.
Oh yeah, this was on Sega.
Double Dragon-y type of game. Let's see, people in the Race Live Chat, are they saying it? They're probably screaming it at the top of their lungs right now.
SWAT.
Final Fight, maybe. Maybe Final Fight, Zeebs. It might be Final Fight, doggy. I'm almost positive it's Final Fight.
Okay.
Let's see Final Fight. Play it on the screen. We got 7 minutes and 40 seconds for Jordan Jensen to get here. Is this Final Fight?
This kind of looked like Streets of Rage also. This is still Streets of Rage.
They're all side scrolling brawlers.
Yeah, true.
No, it wasn't even this good. This was like, dude, you had Brass Knuckles, two Brass Knuckles side scrolling fighter. Brass Knuckles was a big part of it. You do this.
Brass Knuckles.
And then you can also just throw the Brass Knuckles.
Oh, hell yeah. And it did damage if it hit somebody?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it did.
Nice. Yeah, why don't we use Brass Knuckles more? Let's bring those back.
Brass Knuckles, dog. I had a friend who got his jaw broken with Brass Knuckles.
Same. Well, I had one of the nose. Kids. He had his nose broken. Yeah.
Doggy. I mean, Brass Knuckles are fucking brutal.
Hell yeah. It takes one punch, bro.
Because people are always like, dude, you always hear this. Like, cops will like shoot some fucking 15-year-old black kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, he was just a kid. It's like, no, doggy, that's who uses Brass Knuckles.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, they the most dangerous ones, bro. Teenagers are scary.
Yeah, teenagers in the hood are literally the most dangerous creatures on the planet. There's not anybody more dangerous out there. They don't realize that they're not invincible. They're willing
to... They have man bodies without the concept of consequence.
Yes, they don't give a fuck about consequence.
Doggy, let's see. River City, people are saying. River City Ransom. Let's see, Shannon. Let's see. Oh, I really want to know. My friend Rocky had this. My gay friend Rocky. He tried to suck my dick in his pool.
What?
Was this it? Was there River City Ransom 2? Because I feel like this kind of looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude. Can I see Double Dragon? Maybe it's Double Dragon the whole time.
It could be Double Dragon.
Like, it might be Double Dragon this whole fucking time.
Yeah, it could be Double Dragon.
The whole time. Double Dragon
Battletoads. Crossover.
I never saw it.
Excellent.
Never played it.
Excellent game.
Let's see. It might just be Double Dragon this whole time, dog. I think it was Double Dragon.
I've heard teenagers in the hood tell jokes about killing people. Like, straight up be like my little brother's friends, like, straight up be like, yeah, I almost shot him till he caught on fire. And I'm like, God damn, bro.
Damn.
The fuck is that? How many bullets is that? How many
Can
is
get
that?
Another coffee, thank you.
You straight up brag about murder, bro.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, dude, none of these fucking games are them, I don't think. But regardless.
Oh, Jordan's here.
No way.
Is it? No, it's Tom.
It's Tom. Oh, damn it. Same body type. Fucking Jordan, you bitch. You have 5 minutes and 16 seconds to be here. Or we're not putting out our special, guys.
Uh-oh.
We're not doing it. We're going to put it out on fucking Rumble.
Paco, if Jordan rings the bell in 5 minutes from now past the timer, I just want you to answer it and go, who is it? Go, Jordan. I just want you to go, you're late, and don't buzz her in.
You can swing chains. Yes. Where can you swing chains? Yes.
Don't answer that.
Oh, you can. What the fuck, Zach?
That's what's up.
Sorry, buddy.
God damn it.
Doggy. They're saying road rash is where you get swing chains.
Road rash?
Road rash. What's road rash? Let's see it. These are all great, guys. I want all these games. No.
Oh, what the fuck
no,
is this?
No, it's a motorcycle game, you dipshit. You fucking
that
asshole.
That was dumb as hell. Who said that?
What's up, Emily? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily. Who suggested that?
We have a new office manager. She's not annoying. She doesn't have tiny Asian titties.
She's not overbearing.
She's not overbearing. She's a little underbearing, to be honest with you. I wish she had more personality, to be honest with you. a little underwhelming.
I like it. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Stop acting so much like an Asian. Get some fucking personality.
We need an office manager that's just right.
Yeah.
This porridge is too cool. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Want to finish this video?
100%.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, I got to watching next. This video, doggy.
He's bloody as fuck.
I was just
he got him good.
He got him good with that first crack.
Don't get your car and leave.
Doggy, stop!
Frank, don't.
They hitting his hand hard as shit.
You
touched me one time,
motherfucker. You ain't gonna do it again. Take one goddamn step, motherfucker.
Oh, good block.
I will kill your
Frank. Oh, shit. Frank. He gotta go home, bro. It's too much.
He needs to get in his car and leave. All right, he's doing it now.
I didn't touch you. You goddamn did. I didn't touch you.
Oh, boy.
Please.
Oh, dude, I hope he drives away and crashes and the truck explodes.
Oh, shit.
Stop.
Oh, shit.
He just hit a truck. Get out of the way so he don't run you over. Get in the house. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, these bitches make everything worse.
Just keep taping and shut up.
What the fuck, lady? Shut up.
Also, pause it. You see how good white people are at fucking filming?
Yeah.
They hold the camera on the subject. You never lose fucking sight.
She didn't turn it around and yell world star.
Yeah, it's psychotic. Can we learn from white people? Just like it's just
one
shot.
Well, you know what? Whenever I'm recording like a fight, Hinkler I get excited. Special.
I wish somebody would have come out with a shovel and hit him in the head during it.
You get excited though, recording the fight. You get excited. You're moving around. You're laughing.
That's what happened during James's jiu-jitsu tournament, dude. Mm-hmm. Like the whole opening sequence is literally me pointing at the floor. I'm like, James.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, we're trying to watch it back to, like, see what he did good and see what he did bad.
I'm gonna give you a pointer with that. It's impossible to record your kids doing athletics. You gotta get a tripod.
Yeah.
You gotta set it up in the corner somewhere so we're just recording everything.
Yeah. It's impossible to record your kids because they're too fast.
Like, there you go. Goddamn right. These motherfuckers move, bro.
Goddamn, dude. I need to fucking put a fucking super lens on this shit.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. All right.
If you break down the frames of his kids running, that the feet never hit the floor at the same time.
All air walking.
It's like Jesus lizards.
Yo, my son dunked for the first time the other day. I'm like, what the fuck?
No way, really?
Yeah, I never dunked in my life, and he dunked.
No, we've never dunked. Is that a weird thing that like you haven't dunked ever before?
Frank, get the Oreos.
I mean, I should have dunked by now. How did I never dunk?
Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank StrongCell for supporting today's show. I really love this brand new supplement, which is amazing. A lot of people have been into NADH supplementation, and it is a very expensive process, thousands of dollars usually, and you don't have to pay that much money because StrongCell's proprietary delivery system combines NADH, COQ10, marine collagen, and many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. Now, there are cells in every area of your body, so if your cells are healthier, you're going to be healthier, and that's just the facts, right? This is improving your health at the cellular level, and it's not an overnight fix. It takes your body a little time to utilize the NADH, so try this out for a full month and see the results. A lot of people are talking about it. Just Google and research what NADH can do for your system. It is a power source for every living cell in your body. You already have it, but it depletes. So why not replace it in a healthy, inexpensive way? Just visit StrongCell.com and use the promo code RAP20 to save 20% off your entire order today. Once again, that is StrongCell.com. Use the promo code RAP20 to save 20% off. All right, where were we? 1 minute until Jordan her special is being shelved.
Seconds.
We're never releasing it. Frank, you don't need to make Jordan's cover art for her special. Let it be known. In 49 seconds. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
41 seconds. Damn. What do you think? Do we think this buzzer is going to ring in the next 40 seconds?
I'm on the edge of my seat with anticipation.
The special was great too. I want to see it. I want everyone to see it.
If she missed this 3 times, she don't give a fuck about making it this time either.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck.
She truly
her clout up too high. She's like, I'll be back whenever I want to come back.
Yeah. But if she does buzz it in the next 20 seconds, she is redeemed.
Yeah,
completely. True. That means she busted her ass to get here.
What? We have 4:30 left. We have a timer on the.
A timer on the screen.
You started it late. Yeah, Paco. Thanks for interrupting our shuttle.
We're looking at a timer.
You're wrong, you dickhead.
Wait.
It's 5.
This is Danny Dubs fighting.
3, 2, 1.
Damn.
Oh, you had a perfect. You had a sound for it.
That's the fucking. That's actually what Jordan sounds like while she snores. Yeah, that's who Danny Dubs is fighting.
Oh, all right. Danny Dubs going to light his ass up.
You think
up.
So?
Yep.
I'll tell you right now.
Light you up, bro.
Paco's dirty, doggy.
Yeah?
Paco's nasty. Paco, let me tell you something. My nose right now, Paco, still hurts.
Oh, he caught you with something.
Paco's my only good training partner.
Nice.
Yeah, Paco's nasty. Paco's gonna fucking. I hope Danny Dubs is training well.
Oh, he's training.
Yeah, because Paco's got some fucking. He's good. I'm not gonna give away any of the game plan. Ooh. You know, but Paco's our fucking. You know, represent Team Rattlesnake in a very, very big way. So
hell
I'm
yeah.
excited about it. He comes out and he trains hard. He works hard.
I heard you had one of our guys up here.
Yeah.
Were they giving up secrets?
No, they were fucking stealing our secrets.
Okay, but nice. Good to know.
I already told the secret though. I said this to him. Here's the secret. They're training hard. They're sweating.
Yeah. Like,
what are you gonna?
There is no secret. What is there?
You can fucking videotape me training. None of us are good enough to fucking
we're not professionals. Yeah.
To know, like, even if you were to fucking come in with a spy for the entire camp,
yeah,
none of us are gonna be able to go back with the data. Once we get in there, we get stripped down to 20-30% of what we really can do. Right?
Yes. For
you're
sure.
in that moment. You're fucking like, you know. So I'm hoping
things moving fast.
I'm hoping my jab is working,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. I'm hoping just sort of like doesn't fall apart before Tim Butterly's falls apart.
Right. Yep.
That's what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we all have the same game plan.
You know what the fuck's up. I know what's up. I'm not stupid. And I want to talk all this shit. I would love to hype a fight and be like, yo, I'm going to fucking knock Tim Butterly's head off. I'm going to fuck it. It's bullshit because I don't really know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where he's at. He doesn't know where I'm at. And also, we have a little bit of time before this fight's even happening.
Mm-hmm.
So where we're going to go, who's going to put in that time, who's going to put in the energy, who's going to put in the effort. I know that I'm working my fucking... Tim better fucking work his ass off.
Oh, he is.
Because I'm coming in to fucking win this fight. I just watched my son win a gold medal in jiu-jitsu. The Braveheart speech that I gave him leading up to it, what I gave him to after about setting a goal, overcoming it, filling in his fucking gaps... Oh, the shit that, like, I got inspired watching. I ran last time. I was running hills yesterday. And I was like, I was thinking about my son. And I was like, yo, I can't go in and lose this fight now.
Right.
After what I just taught my son, the lesson that I just taught him. So I am coming at Tim Butterly with literally everything that I have. I will be in the best shape. I will be.
You are in good shape
by
right
the,
now, bro.
The best version of myself by far. So Tim is going to have to overcome that. I think that the best version of myself can beat the best version of Tim, but there's no way to really know.
Yeah, we don't know.
There's no way to really know. He's doing the same thing. He thinks the same thing. Otherwise, he wouldn't show up.
Yeah,
he wouldn't show up.
Yeah,
you know.
And the shit talk is going to get. It's going to spice up the closer we get.
Oh, it will. Don't worry. Once I go sober,
please don't blame for anything I say. Once I stop smoking weed and shit, I'm ultra aggressive.
I got a picture of Mary Jo Butterly that will fucking. Dog, it'll light the internet on fire. Okay, you don't want to see Mary Jo.
Yo, cut it out, yo.
Yo, Mary Jo.
Cut it out.
I don't like it for 1 second.
I got
a goddamn saint on earth, Lewis.
I got
a
some.
Saint.
I got
Mary Jo Butterly is a saint.
I got some pictures. What are you? Look, she's
shut your whore mouth, Lewis.
Look, before she was with Tim. Before she was with Tim,
she's always been with Tim her whole life.
Mary Jo. She had a little bit of a history, and maybe I'm going to be exposing that leading up to this fight. Who knows?
Fuck.
People have been sending me pictures. I'm just letting you
know. I don't like that at all.
You leave Mrs. Butterly out of this.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see. Finish the Hillbilly video, please, Shannon.
It's been like 10 seconds.
Paco, you want to train after this? You want to come back to Jersey? Little fucking bitch. Now he's just doing donuts.
Bitches!
Damn. Wow. Dude, he got fucking leveled.
He got fucked up.
He got leveled.
Can I be honest? I think I got fucked up. He's a fucking tough dude.
He is.
They fucking cracked him a few times.
Yeah.
He hit his hand. He hit his hand with the 2x4. And he just kept it there. He didn't even move his hand. He just let him kept hitting it.
That was crazy. That was nuts. He had terrible defense.
Horrible defense
across the board, dude. No movement.
The first shovel swing, he blocked that pretty good.
Yeah,
but then after that, it was over.
He just got fucking cracked in the head. I mean, these guys were.
He had
ready.
Too many places to look.
He did. Yeah, true.
This must be a place where if somebody comes onto your property and threatens you, you could fucking beat them to death with shovels and 2x4s. they were so brazen with that, and I'm so surprised.
It's Mississippi.
Oh yeah, you can kill somebody.
Yeah, I believe in Mississippi. If somebody comes onto your property,
you can do whatever you want to.
Claiming you took their ATV, you're allowed to murder them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, down south they're just more okay to be a murderer down there. They all right with it. They okay with killing people over respect and shit like that.
Yeah, if my neighbor lived 5 miles away, I wouldn't care if he was a murderer either.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think about like such a short fucking time ago, like everyone was sort of okay with murder?
Yeah.
Like, just like, how many people were, what were the, is there numbers, like, in like the 1600s?
Like, how many people murdered?
I bet you people were murdering
The time.
Did you hear Bill shot a man to death? And you're like, really? And they're like, yeah, but the guy slapped him with a glove first. And you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think, yeah. When did they come out with guns? I think it would even be that. It would be like, no, he had a sword fight with him in a yard. Or he fucking... Yeah. Like I
don't go back that far. My dad killed somebody in like 1940 something.
Oh, my dad definitely killed people.
Yeah, my
there's
dad
no
killed
way.
Somebody.
There's no way my dad didn't kill people. My dad was murdered.
Oh yeah,
in a knife fight.
If you get murdered, you kill somebody.
Yeah, that's the way the world works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give one, you take one.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'd like to think deep down inside that my dad took out more than one. So
he
took more from.
How'd your dad kill somebody?
My dad was born in Thompson, Georgia, and when he was 12, he worked at a grocery store, and people heard the story before. He worked at a grocery store, and back then they didn't have, like, plastic bags and shit, so people would bring, like, these long-ass foot lockers to the grocery store and put all their groceries in it. So my dad was packing somebody's foot locker, he put it in their trunk, and then these white kids came and put them inside of somebody else's foot locker, locked it, and then, like, shoved it off to the side behind a dumpster.
Innocent prank.
Yeah, innocent prank, and he was stuck in there for 24 hours. And then his boss found him. And he said that his first thing the boss said the next day was like, yo, all right, fuck that. Get back to work. And my dad was like,
take a shower, darky.
Right. And my dad was like, what?
Yeah.
And he said he went crazy.
The 40s.
Yeah. The worst episode of Storage Wars ever. Oh, he's got some antique farming equipment.
Yeah. Some antique farming equipment? Zach, what the fuck? God damn it. How do you think of this shit so fast?
He's the best.
He is.
That's an old street joke. I modified it.
Go ahead.
No, that's nice. Oh, yeah. So then he knew where these guys played at. They were like, he said he was 12. These guys were probably like 14, 15. He knew where they hung at. So he said he went up in the tree with a 22 long nose rifle. And he said he shot at the kid and he hit him in the neck. Kid died. So he wanted to lynch my dad, of course. And my grandma sent him to New York and he moved up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy.
So they were going to lynch him.
They were going to lynch him. They burned down my grandma's house. They burned her house down looking for my dad.
Wow.
In Thompson, Georgia, bruh. He got away with killing the white kid in the fucking 40s. That's
crazy.
Nuts.
Did he change his name?
Nuts. Yeah, his name. So my dad's birth certificate says that his name is John. But when he moved up here, he told everybody his name was Joe. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
This guy's creative.
Super creative.
You're like, how do you do it, Zach? This guy's bloodline can't fucking.
Yeah, yo. Do you have
anything for more than one letter?
Yeah, we go 1 degree off, bro. That's it. That's enough of a change, you know? Yeah, 1 degree off. We good.
That's wild.
Nobody knows you.
Mm.
But yeah.
So let's see. Porch Pirate. These all sound racist. The way Shannon writes every fucking. Headline sounds racist to me.
Porch Pirate.
Shannon, you need to fucking chill, okay? Porch Pirate steals iPad from delivery driver's hands. Let's see this. It's a video. This is somebody stealing.
So it's from a news site, is it?
Why she let him walk with her?
Hold on, sorry.
So I saw this on Bye Guys. So this guy is saying he lived there.
Oh, okay.
And that's the delivery person. And he's following, I believe, going, oh, that's my, I live here.
Yeah, 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 okay.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to put it on the.
Obtained by 8 News features a bold porch pirate walking right up to the front door.
I call that woman bold, to be honest. Features a bold UPS delivery driver.
And running off with it. Now take a look at this.
Why didn't he just wait?
The theft took place.
They have like an interview with the woman also
in Chesterfield.
After.
Happened, Madison, good evening.
Oh, let's see Madison.
Well,
hell
Heather,
yeah.
It seems like male thieves these days are only getting more brazen.
Damn, Madison.
Her arm's kind of thick.
Yeah, no, she's fat. She's a secret fat girl.
Knock on the door. After this happened, just right
she's,
after.
That girl right there, she's but very pretty, but she will be fat. Mm-hmm. That girl.
Or she was fat and she's losing weight and she doesn't know how hot she is
no,
right
now.
No,
she's getting older. She was a little, she had a little chunk in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She went to college, put on her freshman 15,
yeah.
Then figured out that life is made for hot women. So she went and she fucking did what she needed to do. She worked out. She got in shape. She ate right. Now she's got a job.
Got a job on the news. Now she's making
money.
She's
getting comfortable, right? The filters are fucking things up for these gals.
True.
High-waisted pants fucking things up for these gals, right?
I'm going to say,
just watching me be a genuine pig.
I disagree with Lou on the backstory. I say chubby little, like, 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got an eating disorder and went, I'm going to be hot lady on the news to show all these motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
But that's always, you can take, the one place you can't take fat out of a person is the brain. You're always going to have a fat brain.
Yeah, right.
So it's a ticking clock till she either gets pregnant or gets fired for something and then it balloons.
Like she's not even that fat anymore, but because she got fat brain, she's still like, uses a fucking broom to like wipe her ass when she shits.
She's like, every time I'm depressed, I eat too much.
Damn, yo. But she's a very pretty lady.
Yeah, she's very pretty, but once
if again, I gain any more weight, I'm going to have to start dating porch pirates.
Yep. Letting them borrow my car all fucking day.
She will be fat. She will be fat in her life, and it needs to be pointed out.
Yeah.
I will say that.
And you can tell by the arms for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Go back.
And just right out front. A Chesterfield porch pirate caught on Jessica's
signs. It's a Chesterfield's porch. It sounds so racist.
He smokes
pirate?
Chesterfields.
Jesus Christ.
A Chesterfield porch pirate. Who wrote this? My fucking grandpa? Jesus Christ.
It sounds like a team in the Negro Leagues. The Chesterfield porch pirates. Jackie Robinson with 53 runs tonight.
Damn.
Go ahead, Shannon.
They don't even care that there is a camera there, or I don't know what they're going through their minds.
Yeah, black people don't give a fuck about cameras,
delivery
lady.
Driver and the male suspect walking snatching up to that. The front of the house. The suspect claiming he lived there, then forcefully snatching the package, a $1,600 iPad, right
hell
out
yeah.
of her hand. The suspect running back to
then
his
gets into his fucking car.
Drive. The delivery driver running back to get her phone. The suspect's car revving up and...
You forgot my phone.
I was in a meeting, and then the
she worked for Takis.
Start knocking on my door.
Oh, that's the chick
I'm
who
like,
was
going on?
Scared and confused. Yes,
the
Jessica signs.
Oh hell yeah! Oh, these guys are kissing right now.
Yeah, they kind of look alike too.
She's like, please come downstairs, open the door. Your package just got stolen.
It was her husband's iPad, but sign says he was more concerned about her safety.
He's like the fact that you were there.
Well,
and
I
this
mean,
guy, you could have just signed it, and he could have just like, you know, assault you.
Now
well,
Chester.
No, niggas that do shit like that don't do the shit that they don't do assault.
They're not assaulting you. So, look, no, they will. If you were to fucking jump on him.
Oh, yeah, he tried to get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Your best bet is to do what you did.
Yeah, yep. Let him have the shit.
Nobody cares.
And it's Apple shit.
And
he
they're
going to
send you another
with
one.
It.
The UPS isn't paying for it.
Nobody's
the
paying for it.
The customer's not paying for it.
He can't even turn that shit on. He's done.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's like, he can't even use it. He can't turn it on. He's likely getting caught because all over the news. What a fucking moron.
Do you think he was hanging out outside of that house because it smelled like Takis?
Hey, yo! Yo, that is the most hood snack, bro. Goddamn Takis. Whenever I'm in the hood and I see little niggas eating Takis, I'm like, oh, this nigga bad. Like, watch out for him. He got the Takis. That's crazy.
Well. Look who fucking shows up. Look who makes an exact pop over here.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. It's fucking brutal. Oh, is she going to the bathroom too? She's not even fucking coming right in, huh?
See that?
This fucking bitch has to go change her tampon.
What a life.
Nice.
What a fucking life.
This lady's a star.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
That's the only way to be a star.
She doesn't give a fuck. It's all right. Come back. I like Zach being over here. I know you like being across from me sometimes, Zachy, but I like you being next to me. So I look at you in the screen.
Yeah, I like this. No, I like you when you're over here. Because now all that funny shit you said earlier, I'm going to feel like an attack. Yeah. Now she's like, damn, bro.
Yeah,
we were talking about me. Yeah, we were on the same team.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We were self-deprecating his racism before.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yep.
And now that makes sense.
We were brothers before. Yeah. Now it's like, hold the fuck up.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right. Let's see. I want to get Jordan in here before we start this next story because we don't have that much time left.
I'm going to slide over and see if you can
No, please. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching The Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Thank you. Good night.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow. Jordan, this is the third time you've done
this.
It's
the third time.
The third time.
I woke up and I was like, no way. It's like, I didn't hear the alarm.
Talking to your microphone, you.
Oh, am I on? Are
monkey.
We on?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, we're on.
You just said thanks, goodbye.
No, we're...
You were doing a bit.
I was doing you were doing a bit. Okay.
Oh, you really thought it was over.
Well, I thought maybe you'd restart it. I mean, or you'd start a new one. Why don't things roll? And then I saw the phone across the room, and I had chucked it. A classic it. Jordan
Why?
Chuck.
Why'd you chuck it?
Because I hear it in my sleep, and I go,
meow. Oh, you don't... That's crazy. If I feel like chucking the phone makes it... When it goes off again, I can't get to it.
Oh, yeah, no. So it makes it a distant memory.
So you hear it off there.
Yeah.
And it becomes a part of some dream in your head.
It's very bad. I've missed like a lot of flights. Like a lot.
It's healthier though. It's unhealthy to sleep near your phone.
Agreed.
Yeah. Like you get like low levels of radiation and shit sleeping with that shit under your pillow.
Yeah, and also like scrolling in the night. I stopped like, I would sometimes just wake up in the middle of the night and like just scroll.
Same.
And that's bad for you. They say the blue light or whatever.
Yeah, it wakes you all the way up. Yep. Yeah. It wakes you all the way back up.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, exactly. Get your mind activated. I would do my Wordles in the night. I would wake up and I would play a mind game on a bright phone.
What the fuck?
And I would figure out my Wordle and completely activate my brain and body and then have to get
try to go back to sleep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just fucking crazy.
I'll hit the vape in the middle of the night.
That's what I do. So I take a full fledged dab. I get up in the night and I take a dab and I go back to, I'll wake up about 5 a.m. every day and I take a big massive dab hit and then I go back to sleep for like 2-3 hours.
You ever take a snack time in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I've done that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you go to sleep kind of hungry, but then you're like, I'll be fine. I wake up and eat breakfast. But then you're like, I can't.
Can't do it. You wake up, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Naked, you're eating peanut butter.
I don't because I have issues with my teeth. And I'm trying to be perfect.
Oh.
I'm trying to be like fucking like perfect. I'm doing different things. I think I was going too hard. I was brushing too much, flossing too much, water picking too much.
Let's see. They look amazing.
Oh, you have great teeth.
No. They look good. They don't feel good. I have to get two root canals. They're very sensitive. I have a lot of issues with my gums. So yeah, whereas my smile looks good and they look fairly white. I drink too much coffee. I'm just having issues, and I started getting way more issues. I went to the dentist, a new dentist, when I moved to the suburbs. That's the only time I started regularly going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was like
once every 10 years.
Yeah, once every 10 years you go in, and then you open your mouth, and you just see the look on their face, and you're like, I know. Yeah. Fucking brutal. But now I go regularly, and I have to go multiple times per year for like deep cleanings, right? Because I didn't go, I went so in often.
Yeah.
But once I started going regularly, they had me buy a water pick. They were like, you got to floss, you got to water pick twice a day. You have to get this electric $300 electric toothbrush that can get everywhere, and it buzzes every 30 seconds when you're done with a quadrant, and it lets you know the right pressure with a light and fucking like. And I started doing all this twice a day, and my teeth started feeling like shit. They started being more sensitive. They started hurting more.
Well, wait. When you get your deep gum cleansing, do you still like smoke and drink? You're supposed to stop.
I smoke weed.
You're supposed to stop. But that makes it worse.
I don't think weed does.
They say they don't have any issues
with it. It's not the weed. It's the smoke that's bad for you. Like when they go deep in your gums like that, your gums are like soft and sensitive.
You just go to my dentist's office and they're just playing like fucking reggae music. Hey, man. You got no problem with the weed. Keep on smoking. Don't listen to that guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, that does make sense. You stab a wound and then just blow
then blow smoke into it? What the fuck? I asked because I made that mistake before. No, when I went back to the dentist, he was like, what the fuck? I got a Russian dentist. So he's very mean.
He's in a hurry. Like, time. We're done. Next.
Get the fuck out of here.
My dentist was fucking my mom for many years. So I had to. Yeah, I know. Woman. Two women sticking her hands in my mouth after sticking them in my mother.
Oh, hell
what
yeah,
the
dude.
Fuck?
But now I don't go to the dentist, maybe because of that trauma, but also. I have this beef. I have rage. You know I have rage. You have the rage.
Yeah.
I go in and I'm like, hey, there's a black hole there that hurts a lot. And they go like this. Just brush a bunch and it won't become a cavity. And I'm like, hey, just spackle the hole shut.
Yeah, right.
You know how much it took me to come in here? It took 10 years for me to get here. Mm-hmm. Do the shit.
Yeah.
I see it. And they're like, no, if you brush, it'll go away. I guess your enamel builds back up. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I hate it all. The whole experience fucking sucks. It makes me...
makes me more nervous than anything going to the dentist. And I never had a cavity before.
It's like the one...
But it makes me nervous as well.
I hate dentists more than I hate Nazis. And I really mean that.
Yeah.
I really mean it. Like I figure like I can find common ground with a Nazi,
yeah.
Whereas a dentist just hurts me.
Mm-hmm. I want to see. I want to see the before and after of veneers. Have you guys seen the veneers that every comedian is getting?
Yeah, BJ got them.
Don't they have to shave your teeth down? They into do, little tiny
like little triangles.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, like yeah. When they take them off, you want to see what it looks like underneath?
Yeah, dude, I
Voss
see the
had
triangles.
Him. Pull up the old picture of Voss when he's on stage and he's got like a rat mouth.
There's also a picture of Voss with the spikes, like they shave. There's
oh, really?
In the chair. Yeah,
oh, nice. Good.
So do those teeth just rot underneath the veneers because you can't really get to them. How do you brush them?
No, I think they're like pylons, like cement pylons holding up a dick. Like I think they stay there. And
yeah, they're the posts to keep the new teeth in.
Yeah, that's Voss's old mouth.
Dude, I watched an old Voss set over the weekend.
He used to look like Bret Hart.
The ponytail.
He used to look just like Bret Hart. He gotta go back to that look. That's better.
Dude, old Voss is so funny.
That's the man right there.
Is
what?
That real?
The best.
Lot of sisters checking me out. Remember, once you go white, you go right back to black.
He had a jerry.
He looks like Bret Hart. The best there was. The best there was. The best there was.
That is so.
Yo, he really had a jerry curl. I didn't know white people did that.
My sister brought home a black guy. She said, "Once you're black, you don't go back." I said, "That's because you're not allowed in the house." I could do all of old Voss.
Yo. Damn.
His teeth look incredibly skinny. They look like something you'd hide behind in a video game.
Oh, that's what they look like. Oh, brutal.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Didn't Big J have like really nice teeth? And then he just they weren't nice?
No.
Wow. I saw them before and after, and I didn't notice a thing.
No, there was a difference.
They say big teeth is a sign of sociopath. You have big teeth. Me too.
Yeah, sociopath?
Yeah, big teeth.
I heard if you could see the white at the bottom of your eyes, it means you're a sociopath.
Dude, but have you ever tried to find somebody who looks like that? You meet them, and you're like, oh, there it is. And
yeah, yes, it's true. It's definitely true. Yeah. It's definitely true. I've seen two people with that. You can see the white all around their fucking thing.
I think there must be a correlation between dark hair and light eyes. I've talked about this a lot. But a girl that has light eyes with dark hair naturally.
Mm. We all feel this way.
You, really?
They were coming in our pants?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. This is a dangerous psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the all the girls that she's wearing.
I'm going to write down a name. This is how much afraid of this person I am.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. That I'm going to write down a name, and I just don't even want to utter the name. It's like the name Voldemort to me.
Oh,
and
shit.
I've never met a girl with this name that wasn't actually a little crazy.
Oh, I feel the same way about the name Chloe.
No, that's not the name.
Chloe's like a hot girl who's a little scary.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever met a Chloe.
Have I ever met a Chloe that's not crazy? I've met a couple Chloes, and they're all pretty crazy.
And hot.
They're okay. I'd say, for comedian.
Oh, well, that's because this is a trashy way of spelling this.
Well, that any way you spell it.
Oh,
put it face
really?
Down. Put it face down.
No.
Put it face down. I don't need to invite this girl back into my life.
Mm-hmm. What if the first letter is a different letter?
Doesn't matter. So any I've met like four or five of the girls with this name.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking bonkers. And they all have dark hair, light eyes.
I've never met one of those. Never met one of those in my life. Mm-mm.
Really?
My feature, Jake Velasquez, dark hair, light eyes. Very sparkly boy. He looks like a wolf. He gets so much pussy.
I don't know with a guy. I don't know if this is the issue. I'm talking about with chicks. Dude.
Black guy with light eyes. What do we do?
Oh yeah, black guy with light eyes. He gets too much pussy.
God,
that's
so
not even right.
I
hate them niggas, bro. I don't even want to see one of them. Keep them away.
Yeah, I feel the same.
They lower my level down by like fucking 60%. You see what I'm saying? I can't be around them.
The only positive thing about dating or fucking a crazy chick, because you're really playing in traffic, right? You're mm-hmm. dealing with a girl that's going to likely accuse you of raping her or hurting her, especially if you have a comic. If you're a comic, you have something to lose. And those girls used to make my dick hard. Mm. People like, dude, don't fuck that girl. She like accuses comics of rape, mm-hmm. and that's just like steer clear. And I'm like, okay, my dick just starts like divine rotting me to her. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is like fucking perfect. Yeah. But the only saving grace is that those girls very often kill themselves. And once that happens, you know, you're like, okay,
I'm free.
You're in the clear.
Wow.
Damn.
Do they kill themselves or
it happens very often.
Really?
I remember one time I had a girl that I was fucking, she was threatening to kill herself. And I was like, please fucking do it.
Oh, I've had
it
that.
It would clear so much of this up. And then, and we talked about this. Was it on Skanks or on this show where if they go through their phone?
Oh, yeah, she said she was going to jump off a bridge, and you're like, how do I get her phone?
How do I get her phone? Because I was like, I need to just fucking get rid of this shit right now, because she's going to ruin my fucking life if they post, like, you know, this girl's scorned.
Wait, so you
fucking...
actually said it? You actually said, do it.
No,
actually...
I didn't say it to yourself. No, I was like, no.
Yeah. No.
Don't.
Yeah.
The O's were capital lowercase, capital lowercase.
Now, you know what I do? I got my read receipt on all my text messages, so I'll just look at it and then don't respond. But it just says red. You see what I'm saying?
What is that?
I would have just given it a thumbs down.
You leave your read receipt on?
Right. So it says, I'm going to kill myself. And you're
like, I just look at it. I'm like, yeah. I'm just going with my day, bro.
I was talking to my buddy who came inside of a woman the other day. And he was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I think she's upset, da 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 da. And I talked him through it, and I was like, I think she's okay. She's going to take the plan B.
No, he went, da 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 da, he punched her in the stomach.
Yeah, he went, da 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 da. And then at the end of the conversation, he was like, oh, thank God, I'm glad she's okay. Anyway, I hope she kills herself. And it's like, yeah, that feeling is real, where you're like, if everything isn't perfectly smooth, I hope you die. I hope you
literally die. It was one of my favorite old Patrice jokes. It's not even about a crazy chick, just talking about like a woman that you love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just wish you'd go outside and get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Because I would rather deal with that than have to deal with hurting her feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's such a real like
it is.
Like it would just make my life easier if she just fucking died.
Yeah. Because it sucks to break up with him.
Oh my God. Breaking up fucking sucks.
Yeah. I don't do it. I just do a bunch of inconsiderate shit. And then they end up leaving
them
me.
Break up with you.
Yeah, like
okay,
I'll
get somebody who gets broken up with. Mm-hmm. This is worse. It's worse to get dumped.
It's worse to get dumped, right? Well, you think so?
Yeah. Because breaking up with somebody, there's the challenge of you're like, I don't know if I made the right move. But getting broken up with is insane because it's somebody being like, I spent all this time with you and I learned in that time that it's better just without you there.
Yeah, true. But what if you don't like him? What if you don't like him anymore? You're like, I don't care if he dumps me. You wouldn't care, right? If you didn't like the guy?
No, if they dump me, then I like them again.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah,
what the
I'm
hell?
Fucked. As soon as the guy's like, I can be like, I despise this person and I'm about to break up with them. And the second they're like, I agree. I'm like, let's get married.
Yo, what?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've been broken up with. I don't know. When's the last time I was
I've
broken
exclusively
up with?
Been broken up with. I mean, I've ended things with guys, but like long-term relationships, they're like, all right, you're. I start to turn, though.
I guess my son's mother was the last person to technically break. I mean, like,
it sucks when a baby
it's gotten so toxic that we're, like, literally fucking throwing shit out the windows. It's like, I don't really know who breaks up with somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's, like, that crazy. Like, so there's been a few relationships where I don't know who broke up with who. But in recent memory, like, yeah, it's always me. And it's not even a knock on the girls. I end up, there's a moment, usually around the 6 month mark, where I just go like, oh shit, like whatever little red flags that I saw in the beginning of the relationship have now grown into fucking like tent poles and fucking like, and I'm like, oh, this is glaring that this isn't going to be forever.
It's an unfixable situation.
It's not even that it's that toxic. Most of the girls that I dated in recent memory, it never got like really shitty. Yeah. It never got like where we were like arguing or fighting or cheating on each other. It was literally... I just was like, this isn't going to last forever.
No,
I'm not
comedians can't do self-deception for very long.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
If you're like, it's fine, we'll date until we don't, and that's fine. We can't do that. It's like having a big red button on the table that's like, don't push. We're I'm going to push it.
No, it's got to be done. And it's always around 6 months.
Yeah.
Same.
The girl that I'm dating now, we've been seeing each other for, in August, officially, it's a year. Mm. And I just haven't wanted to push that button.
Yeah. I broke up with my ex-girlfriend because she was complaining about open mics. She was complaining about me going to open mics when I first started comedy.
Yeah.
And I fucking dumped her. Yeah. And she was so hot. She was so hot. But I'm like, I like going to open mics.
Yeah.
You got
to
do it.
I like doing this. Yeah, I like doing this. And she was like, why do you got to? You're not even getting paid to go to these things. What are you doing? I'm like, yo, I've been doing comedy for like a year. Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, they don't get it. And it's, you see those little things. And that's, I mean, ultimately, you know, I'm hoping that just doesn't happen with this chick. I'm hoping that, like, you know, but like honestly, there's just been nothing. I'd love. There's just really no like nothing wrong. There's
right.
Nothing wrong with her.
Yeah,
she's
that's great.
Right. There's nothing wrong with you. Do something wrong.
That's great.
She's just we have different ways of communicating, but we always figure out a way, and we always come to compromise. And it's never dramatic. It's never like a big fucked up crazy fight.
But you also were an insane person until fairly recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've changed in massive ways.
Okay. Yeah.
I was way crazier to deal with.
So now you're easier to deal with, and she probably was already just the same lady.
If me 5 years ago, she wouldn't have put up with my shit.
Damn.
You were knocking over bodega cats.
Well, that was 6 months ago.
That was a few weeks ago.
That's the thing that gets with me is if people, okay, I was on a date with somebody. great guy, really liked him. But then the server came over and put the check, whatever that is. You know what I mean? The digital
thing?
Yeah, the
little leather. Yeah.
Yeah, on our table. And I was like, oh, is this our check? And she was like, no, it's for another table, but there's more room here. And I was like, but we're sitting.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was like, what are you doing? And the guy with me was like, stop, stop. And I was like, oh, done immediately. I'm going to always be a cunt to people who deserve it.
No, she hates, my girl hates when I'm a fucking cunt to people in public.
I have to.
She hates it. And it makes me better. So what it does is it makes me pick and choose my shots. Because now when I'm a cunt, I'm like, no, babe. I'm being a cunt.
Yeah.
Now, like, you know, this person deserves it. And then she'll just walk away. And she's like, fine, do what you got
to
do.
She's kind of attracted to it, though. If she wasn't attracted, if she got
she wouldn't like me. If she didn't, she wouldn't be with me if she didn't want to be with a little bit of a crazy fucking lunatic and fucking, you know, a little
bit of a lot of people are pussies and they just let shit go on. So I think a lot of women like that. They like seeing, like, oh, he's going to stand up for some shit.
Hell yeah.
They like that shit, bro.
They love it. Yo,
me and my ex-wife, we used to get in these, like, crazy-ass arguments. One time I did a fake suicide. That's how crazy the argument.
You're a borderline girl. Your name is this.
That's me. Yeah, that is me. I ran in the bedroom and grabbed my pistol. I locked the door and I shot that bitch in the air and I just fell out.
Oh, that's different. Oh, that's nice. Actually just a smart idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's a possible.
We've all faked suicide in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have the gun, but I've all been like, it's over. I'll see you in the next life. Mm-hmm. Bye. And then you don't answer text messages for 10 minutes.
Yeah. I maybe have done that 13 years old when I had like Hello Kitty glovies on.
I mean, sometimes you losing the argument too bad. And you're like, I got to make her feel bad.
No, man. I've done this. I'm going to ride my motorcycle home and then not responded to text.
Okay.
That's
scary. Yeah. That's a fake suicide.
All right. We got to run. This has been the shit. You guys are the best. Naeem, you're the best. Jordan, fuck you.
I know.
Bitch.
I'm so sorry.
Jordan special coming out in just a few weeks.
September 19th, right?
September 19th. Very, very excited about it. Once again, if you guys share, anybody who shares all six specials is entered in a raffle.
Do it.
For Skankfest Golden Tickets passes. Yo Kratom presents Skankfest, the Yo Kratom Golden Tickets, which enables you to skip the lines. The best ticket you can get at Skankfest. So make sure you send a screenshot to losgoldenticket@gmail.com and we'll check you guys next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.